This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the fan. We're live at Buffalo Wild Wings in Keller off of Main Street. Got Cowboys giveaways happening all day long. And right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys owner and general manager, Jerry Jones. Good morning, sir.
And good morning, Kevin, Corey, Mike. Great to be on with you again today.
Absolutely, absolutely, and hopefully you will cheer us up along the way, because I see Trayvon Diggs pop up on the practice report yesterday. What is the level of concern about his availability for Sunday night?
Well, man, let me say this. If you need cheering up, just look around, maybe just right next door, and you'll see somebody's worse off than you are. Now, let's all get our daubers right and get excited about what we've got coming. In my opinion, Trayvon's going to be great. He certainly gave us a little scare there yesterday in practice. But, again, just a reminder that, boy, you've got to have depth. You must have depth. The depth's got to generally come from younger players. Those players usually are not tested players. They are not players that we've seen several seasons of performance out of. But that's what you've got. And with that, I know it sounds like arm waving, but you say, well, there's an opportunity. I can't tell you the people that probably have been in the NFL that have never really gotten exposed because their time didn't come. It didn't work out for them as they were building the roster, and it didn't work out for them to come in situations like this where they're injured. And consequently, they really don't have the careers that they might have had they gotten out, played games, took snaps, and all of a sudden you see them do it, and you know they can do it a lot, and there you go, a career is built. So that's what we're into here, and we're doing it at the right time of year to basically count on these young guys.
Now, with that in mind, what is your confidence level in the receiving group? Because obviously another injury there, whether it's Flonoy or Tolbert or whoever else, what's your confidence level in the receiver group? And can you tell us anything about what exactly happened with Brandon Cooks?
Well, first of all, let me tell you how excited I am about seeing these young receivers play. Flonoy is somebody that I'm anxious to see him make his first catch with the Dallas Cowboys, but he may be something special for us. And on a personal basis, he's got Dez Bryant stuff to him. And, boy, is he an athlete. I'm glad to see him get this opportunity, and he's been hampered by that hamstring since training camp. I think given an opportunity, he could show out. Then you've got Jalen's. You've got Brooks, and you got, of course, Jalen.
Tolbert.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, we got you.
Jalen Tolbert, all of them, all three of the guys I just mentioned, have the ability to just get in there with lock in on the other side of Lamb and really have a big day.
Jerry, what is when you talk about the stories of the NFL and the stories of rivalries, what is Cowboys-Steelers in your mind? How would you tell that story?
Well, my experience was playing in that Super Bowl out in Arizona, and having not only how we got to the Super Bowl be a fairy tale, but then to have played that well and to have Brown come in there and be the player of the game, most valuable player in the game from a seventh-round pick. Just really direct memories as to that game. I remember the opening game that year was against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And so Deion hit a home run the night before over at Cincinnati, inside the park home run. And the next thing you know, without a practice, here he comes over here and he's on the field with us against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Deion intercepts a pass early in the ball game. And he says, I'm going to tell you one thing. I have never in my time seen anybody come down that sideline with the kind of acceleration that he had. And so we were all excited about the future with Deion. That was opening against Pittsburgh in the final game of the year. With Switzer coaching there and in the Super Bowl. Those are fond memories for me for Pittsburgh. Dan Rooney, a great person of sport. Their story's wonderful. The Rooneys, as to the NFL, he was always someone that I enjoyed working with, had a great occasion to work with him. And frankly, a lot of people don't know it, but he was one of my most biggest, he was a big supporter of mine and the kind of things that I was for, and gave me all the encouragement in the world. And I'll never forget about the third or fourth year I was involved with the Cowboys. I was ran into him at one of the league meetings, and he said, Jerry, you keep this up, son. You keep this up now, and you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. And I said, well, I didn't realize we were on the page that much, Mr. Rooney. And he said, we are. He said, you're trying to build the NFL.
Oh, man. That's a fantastic conversation to have with somebody like that, too. That's wonderful.
Correct. I heard the story of his dad and how it evolved and how they evolved as the NFL grew, as the NFL expanded. And I just hung on every part of that growth period during those 60s.
I heard the other day the phrase soft rebuild. And I was like, I was very interested in that conversation because I started looking at kind of some of the signings y'all have. The Cowboys have their quarterback. They have their receiver. They have a couple other things, but they still have some moves to do. And here they are drafting and hoping that in a couple of years those guys are going to be able to be there and be there for it. I'm kind of curious what a rebuild actually looks like in your mind and if you think the Cowboys are in the middle of something like a soft rebuild, because y'all do have a lot of youth, but a lot of veterans to go along with it as well.
Yeah, I think you've nailed it. You're right on it. How do you sustain competitiveness in this system? How do you sustain it? And then how do you have a chance? You're up, quote, up around the rim. How do you have a chance to get in the big game and win it with the Super Bowl? It's a different stroke if you're dealing and building around a top-tier quarterback. And that's the way that we are. And you've got to really work that problem hard with draft and with young players. And so that when you see games come up that you're counting on young players, you know that that's going to be an opportunity to test the system, so to speak, test us out. And we've got to be able to have some success with young players, just like this weekend. And with the way that we're trying to sustain a chance to go to the Super Bowl, with the system that we're in, and I'm all for it, is what you're seeing us do in my mind. And you've got to. I'm gonna quit singing the blues about everybody when I'm saying, look, we're short of space. We're short of space. But there's no need to talking about it. Just that when you don't see it, there's an old country song that says, baby, when that phone's not ringing, that's me calling. And that's a little bit of what's going on here. Now, I can't make any sense of that either, but that was the name of the song.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Got a couple of good laughs there. Well, I guess that's another part of it, too, because, you know, we discussed thoroughly a couple of days Davante Adams, and we were kind of going through the money, and somebody said, look, that money is earmarked for somebody else. Is that the way you look at it, too, is you're like, look, I'm in this window where I'm trying to build. I can't go too far out of it to make a move like that, or are those moves intrigue and interest you all the time?
All fungible. It's very fungible. The word is, it's no, it's not specifically for a player that you see in the future. It's just that you know when you leave the room and you don't flip the light out, and the only ones benefiting from the light in the room are mice or flies, why not flip the light out? And you save it for another day. You know you're going to have it. The idea is, how do you get up every day and really watch what you're doing, although your bank account is full? It's because you know that apart from that bank account, you've got all these other things that you're going to need money for, and so it's really not there. You can't use it as though it's there. It's not going to be there. Now, that's a fundamental thing that we all live in our lives to work with, but it's that simple. And no, we don't have X earmarked that we would be looking at, let's say, bringing on a higher-priced receiver right now. We don't have that money, quote, dollar earmarked for Parson or somebody like that. But you know that the facts are that the system is built so that it is a very impactful tool to putting teams to work within the salary cap system. That really is the secret to what makes our game so special and competitive. And so the first thing you got to know is, when you walk out of the room, turn the lights off. You're going to need that.
We're talking with Jerry Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan. I don't think we got a chance to go into this from earlier. Can you tell us what happened with Brandon Cooks and how long he might be out?
Well, we're playing. We're dealing with an infection, an infection, period. And so he had procedures that are the main risk of the procedure, and he's had them in the past. We've had other players that have had it. The main risk is that you could have some infection. And so with all of that in mind, unfortunately, he did have that occur, and he's hopefully he's progressing, and it should be something that while it limits him here for this game, probably maybe even the next game, it should be something that he should have a good recovery and be back on the field for us.
That procedure that led to the infection, that was team approved, right, though? The procedure that got done?
The issues are this. It's what the team approves is the player's ability to go do in their discretion what they want to do medically. It's their decision ultimately, the player. And so while we did not do the procedure at all, we knew he was going to look for the procedure that he ended up doing.
Hey, Jerry, when you land a helicopter on the practice field, what's the first thing you say to the players? Are you like, I've arrived, gentlemen? How does that conversation go?
Well, first of all, there is a little of me that smiles when we bring that helicopter in, and we're sitting right there in front of the Cowboy Club, and all of that's going on out there. We're proud of our helicopter and proud of the company that builds it. And I use it a lot for people going back and forth. A lot of our clients, sponsors go back and forth up to Oklahoma and take advantage of the stuff up there, that gaming and that type of thing. So the helicopter's in now there all the time. And that particular 2 days ago or 3 days ago, whenever I was on it, I'd been out at the stadium for a very exciting meeting with Ford and a lot of their people. And when I do that and I can cut that drive time down and make two or three things at the same time, that's when I use it.
Now, we've got a couple of Steelers fans where we're at today. Should we treat them with equal kindness or just bring up Super Bowl 30 again to them? What do you think?
Well, let me just say this. Bill Cowher is a pretty Steeler-oriented personality. And he's actually one of the guys that I enjoy being around most and have for years, years, and years. But he's still a Steeler. And so if you get mad and have a pout every time you're around somebody that's for the other team, that might define your personality. I don't like to do that. And the best thing we can do is play great football out here Sunday.
Well, we appreciate it very much.
Sunday.
Hopefully y'all get that W this Sunday, good sir.
Well, but, you know, it's an exciting time for me. I particularly like this game because you're going back up there to Mike's hometown. Boy, does he have a colorful background in Pittsburgh. And his dad was a policeman and a great social servant up there, but he also had one of the most lively and colorful bars that you could ever imagine there in Pittsburgh. And so Mike's had quite a varied growing up. But it's really, frankly, a blueprint of what you might think when you come from that area. And boy, they've turned out some wonderful people. Our coach is one of them.
I know you said you're excited about this game, and I definitely understand that, the opportunity to play football. We talk with a lot of fans who thus far are not excited about the way the season has gone. What would be your message to them through four games?
Well, look for the positives, look for us to be improving. I will assure you that absent being thwarted by unfortunate injury, availability of key players, absent that, we are on a plan and we're on the plan to get better each week. And we are playing a lot of young players, and when you have to adjust for injury, that's a good thing. And while I know we've had years that we started like this, that we ended up with a a great in-season record. But I'm kind of like you are as fans. I'm able to kind of, if you will, look at what we're doing each game, not look at it from just the final score, but we're there to win. And don't get me wrong, winning, there's no time that winning or losing, there's no time that losing adds to your plan. But by the same token, I really am doing what you'd expect me to do, and I'm interested in building toward the crescendo of getting in the playoffs and then being a much better team than we are, let's say, when we start or today, than when we get to the playoffs. I think that's what you're seeing. If someone had come to you before the game and said, I mean, before the season started and said, would you rather us struggle a little bit during the season or knock it out of the park during the season and lose early in the playoffs? There's no question everybody would say, man, have a little less season and a little more playoffs.
Appreciate the time very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again next Friday.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Go get Cowboys.
Jerry Jones right here on 105 Through the Fan.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.